Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight's breath taken with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. I yearn to see you every morning when I open up my eyes. To spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I sing songs of love to you transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the tip silver with the purest of ink I deliver. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love to you. Release thousands of beautiful butterflies, every colorful species of. Romantically set free from the heavens, dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of, emotions wash over like some exotic ocean. The sounds of seagulls and golden pigeons take me away to far-off pavilions. As ears well in tuned with love listens as love sings. Words of elegance and magical things. Strings, those to my heart are pulled, led by your touch. You gently touch me. I'm touched and it's tickling. Stone me, bumblebee, I'm stone. Love sick, don't heal me. Put it in a bottle and pass some out to everyone. An epidemic, let it spread in a field of roses, pink, purple, burgundy, and red. I'd lie you down and take you to bed. Kiss your precious lips softly as I tell you goodnight. Tonight's breath I take with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. Can I see you every morning when I open up my eyes? To dream of you, I yearn to see you every morning when I open my eyes. To spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I sing songs of love to you transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the silver tip with the purest ink I deliver it. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love out loud to you. Releasing thousands of beautiful butterflies, every colorful species of, romantically set free from the heavens. Dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes, I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of.
No more poetry. Today I laid my pen down because no thoughts hit my mind. There was no way that I could find the quill to grip and begin to write these ambivalent thoughts. Now, ain't that a trip? The concept faded from memory that there was something that I wanted to say, something that I had to get off my chest, but I couldn't. But easy does it. These words don't formulate right away. They are corroded by the idea that no matter what I write about won't be remembered, won't be thought of past today. In other words, these words don't mean shit. They're pretty hollow. Because we have become accustomed to loving being mediocre, castrating our greatness for flip chips, dope whips, pretty chicks, and false bravado disguised to look like shiny new promises. Yet we still sell each other out like Africans trying to remain free while they enslave their enemies to supremacists on their way to the new land. So no, today there will be no more poetry. There can't be any poetry until we begin to break the mental chains that are still trapped on bottom of sunken ships, wrapped around the souls of our fathers that just yearn to be free. The souls that never made it to birth, that were supposed to inherit the earth, until we take responsibility for our savagery and stop recapitulating negative imagery and stop to hold each other accountable for the shit that we do as we pretend that we don't even see it. When we stop dehumanizing our women with misogynistic verses, raise our boys to be men to our families, show our daughters the true meaning of love thyself so that she don't meet men that reinforce the need to never date black men again and leave us for other women, and in some cases, men of other races, just to be loved the way that she deserves. When we define ourselves on our own terms and become the powerful sentients we know we are, when we go back to showing each other some love and respect to one another and not just for a few minutes because you heard this shit. When we can get past the pain and strife because it shouldn't take another brother's death for any of you to appreciate life. And we can get out of each other's own damn way. Then there could be some poetry again. At least I hope so.
No more poetry.
At least I hope so.
Sitting cross-legged, surrounded in sheets of loose leaf, snippets of poetry and prose, anything goes, just so long as it's sincere. I want to see all of you, hear your soul, fold pieces of our pieces, play eeny, meeny, miny, mo. You spit my pieces, and I spit yours. Deep into the cushion of night, maybe we might find an us in our eyes, a we in our smiles, an embrace that erases the miles between us, a blush and giggles, while I wiggle closer, and closer still to fill your open arms with me. Breathe deeply, like home, like belong, like peace. Like the ease washing over me when you kiss me ever so gently on forehead and cheek. When you speak me beautiful and gift. When you lift chin, look into my eyes. Sigh. And then finally, grace my lips with a trip to where the drip comes from. I taste the sum of my fears on your tongue. The possibilities plus something that feels like danger. Like the stranger I know love to be, plus maybes and what ifs, dangling from the cliffs of these mountains I've built so I won't fall into anything, not love, not dreams, not anything. Tears sting the corners of my eyes and you wonder why something heavy has entered the room. Mon ami, my happiness is always doomed by memory. And these moments to me foreshadow a misery I am far too familiar with. You wanna lift my burdens, but I'm uncertain of our collective ability to do so. They are so very weighty. You would be crazy to even try. And it all makes me wonder why I stopped dating in the first place. I'm sorry I even wasted your time.
healing time. Behind that beautiful smile, I can see it. I can see the pain of slight feelings and torn emotions that was left behind from relationships past. The scars. The scars that was left by the emotional assailant, which still generated hurt to the heart's nerve endings, has in some form or fashion affected your everyday living. Unhealed wounds that became infected with mistrust and bitterness has undoubtedly pushed away men that claim they can heal all of your sadness with the right bedroom stroke and maybe a little bit of money to show off. But your emotional scar tissue has increased the gauge of your visual meter, and you immediately dismiss this poor excuse of a man. So because of your past, you choose to be alone for fear that the next man will pick the scabs off old wounds and make them pour out the tears that you thought you were most definitely over. You walk around with this beautiful, beautiful smile, but with a look of please don't approach me because I'm wounded. Then you'll go home and try to drown yourself in Moscato, only to realize the tears are flowing down your face into the very glass that you are holding. The infected wounds of your feelings send an emotional virus to your brain, making you feel like you do not deserve love and that all your relationship problems were just your fault. On top of that, you're constantly hearing the negative conversations from females that are satisfied with being side chicks. And for some reason, their advice at that particular time appears to be right because these are your friends who are giving you this advice and they would never tell you anything wrong, huh? Yeah, right. But there's gonna come a time when a man will appear in your life and it will seem so random, but I promise you it's God's. This man will be ready to go through the struggle of helping you cover your wounds with an ointment of real love and wrap them in a bandage of security. This man will help ease the pain of your past with 800 milligrams of trust that was prescribed for you directly from the pharmacy of his heart. He will use cotton swabs of sweet whispers to remove the negative words that flowed from happily infected people like your side chick friend. You will notice a change in your everyday living. You will notice that the pain of slight feelings and torn emotions that was left behind from relationships past are healing in a way that can only be remembered if you intentionally dug deep into your heart to search for the scar. You feel something that you felt a long time ago, but your heart is no longer familiar with. This something that you're feeling is called love and real happiness. And it is the antidote for the past pain. Now, when you smile, the only thing I can see behind it is us.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was just our block of poetry. During the block, we will play spoken word tracks when our DJs were PJs, home jockeys. You just heard from, in that first block, For Real the Poet, Temptation, J-Rob, The Wise Son, No More Poetry, Rare Epiphany, a.k.a. Rare One Kenobi, with First Date, and Paul Cram, Epiphany's Own, with Healing Time. So, partner, what you think about the opening of this show?
Oh, my goodness. It can't get no better than that. That was a heavy lineup there.
Mm-hmm. I was so excited I started speaking on mute, but everyone listening already knows me, so no one was surprised by that. Happy Saturday.
Right,
how are you feeling
today? I'm feeling pretty good. You know, I was listening to that first track of For Reals. I'm thinking that's like the official track to go ahead and start the show with. You know what I'm saying? Like Laverne and Shirley had their thing that they was doing, and Martin had their thing that they had going. I'm thinking that For Real with Temptation is the way to go ahead and do this radio show thing, man, at least for the one we got, the Just Jay and Gina show.
That's our theme music. I agree.
Yeah, man. It was good to have Ray Epiphany in the lineup as well, too. That was good to see.
Yeah, that was dope. That was dope. J-Rob, the Wise Son, he and his partner, Poetic, have a show here at Epiphany as well to get down on Thursday nights. Paul Cram does his thing every other Tuesday night. Epiphany family coming through. Small House family come through.
small house friends, like the Honey Drippers, come through. It's just a good feeling because we can cross-pollinate Clubhouse with the Epiphany Radio universe. So it's amazing, and I enjoy it.
Yeah, it's been working out pretty good. You know, we got the video blitz going right now. We trying our hand at going viral. So anybody out there that's listening in streaming land, find the Small House of Poetry on TikTok. If you guys want to support us, if you guys like the things that we're doing here, the best way to go ahead and support us is to go ahead and click like, share, leave a comment. This is our first week of doing this. You guys are going to see that the same way we did this show, to go ahead and build this show with the people in mind, the callers, the you guys out there that are downloading and the streams and all the rest of that. You know, we're talking directly to you guys. You guys give us input. We go ahead and move it from there. If you guys want to get in contact with me and Gina, you can go to Just J Gina Show. That's J-U-S-J-A-E Gina Show. And that's Gina with a G-E-N-A Show at gmail.com. So that's Just J at Gina, Just J Gina Show at gmail.com. Leave us a message. Tell us, guys, what you like about the show, what you don't. It's just a few keystrokes. And believe it or not, your keystrokes actually mean something. They actually mean something in a very large way. Hit us up and let us know what you guys like about the show or some things we can go ahead and change for the future. Still there, Gina?
I am. We appreciate y'all. We really do. Everybody who's sending in a track, they know they're going to get in the rotation. Everyone who's listening on the line, press one to join the conversation. If you tried before and didn't get in, try again, because I did so multiple times before I got in, and I'm part of the show. But, yeah, this is what we do every other Saturday night. We're just so excited that you decided to call in and be with us and share poetry. Just listen. If you're doing that, we understand and we appreciate it. We just want to let you know that you have a mic available to you. So, too.
Well, don't get them too comfortable. We got some people in here, and they're sitting here and they're enjoying the musicalities of the poetry. We're going to have to go ahead and motivate some hands to get on up. Get on up. Dun, 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 get on up.
With no pressure.
Oh,
this
man.
Business, you know, you do what you do and I do what I do. How about we start off the show this evening with a whole speed round, starting with you. Just go.
Starting with me? What kind of job is that? I'm going to go ahead and think of something and I'm going to make you the engine.
Look, it was my idea.
Yeah. That must mean you got something pulled up already then. All right, I'm going to do this piece right here.
All right. With that being said, partner, the mic is yours.
Appreciate you there, partner. All right. There's a rhythm. There's a sound in the rhythm of silence. In the absence of vibration, there is an unfathomable depth. And it has its own resonance in the vast cavernous, the tranquility, where quietness clangs hollow in chambers of blackness, where even touch can be numb, and an ear muted, as this soul sighs, feeling disembodied, as my mind searches for sound in the vacuum of thought, vibrating. Vibrations that reach out in every direction, never to return to me again, as I strain my eyes in this pitch to see muted strobes explode in my closed eyesight. But these are just illusions, because my eyes causing my physical eyes to see sound in the dead of darkness. And on command, I command my diaphragm to crush down and deflate, as my lungs take in air like a mighty well that prepares for its descent into the deep. And in a harmonious ballet of muscle and sinew, I squeeze with all my strength, fiber, and might. And I compress and jettison this breath of my chest through the hallowed halls of my esophagus, through the bottleneck of my larynx, as I stretch my jaws wide to roar, only to produce nothingness. as my lungs ring out and sputter the last bits of hissing wind, and I feel faint from exertion, as my last-ditch efforts leave me breathless, depleted and defeated. So now I must accept my silence in silence in these poetic passages of stark darkness and solitude. And from this void of nullity, I remember the lily. Yes, I remember the lily, swaying gently in the field, looking oh so lovely. The lily, her inner beauty sings soliloquies that unplug my ears and my tears, unbind my eyes and my heart, release the night-shattering wail as lava serves through the marrow of my tissues. And I stood, and I cried, and I am alive. Poem.
My voice is usually soft. At least that's what they say. After I've spoken, loud describes what I'm smoking. I have a brother in my life in the small house poetry, actually. His name is Timothy, and he whispers loudly. He's a baritone, deep voice like Barry White and Don Cornelius, got listeners hearing the thunderous boom. When he's in a room, sings octaves, including falsetto, the same. Timothy's his name, a fire-breathing poet who's a lyrical beast and amazing. He's a performer to boot, like me. He's an OG. Been doing this for decades, before poets made real loot. I'm mystified, often sometimes on the daily, dropping voices that spin your head, wrapped in songs that cause heads to bob and feet to tap. Not should start it, but he's taking no crap. Style and cadence born from rap. I'm saluting and giving flowers to my dude. Stay fly and cool, cause whispering loudly fits you. Sign just with the storm and gone. Do that thing that you do. I appreciate you and everything that you represent. And if you're looking for him on Clubhouse, he'll be doing the five disciplines with Akil Ali on January 23rd. You heard? Thank you.
Sweet, sweet. That's the piece that you had saved for Whispers on the day that he was going to do the Westman here.
But,
yeah.
But I'm going to tell you why I didn't spit it, because I was going to tell Dexter if he could grab this and put, you know, some to it for my brother Whispers, then we can play it in the rotation over here. But I also spit it for him over there at Akil's. But it was important for me to get it recorded. So that's why I did it here.
He haven't done the disciplines yet, have you?
No, it's on the 23rd.
Oh, all right. I'm just making sure. All right. We have some very... I am checking that out now. No, they just said they just riding tonight. They just said they riding tonight. They chilling.
Yeah, we have some listeners online as well.
Yeah, y'all sit back and chill and enjoy the show. Like I said, I gave y'all the information. Y'all go ahead and holler at us. Got some big things coming up in the future, too. It'd be a good way for us to go ahead and add you to a little newsletter. And also, we'll be able to let you guys know when we'll be having the show as well. So, yeah. Check us out over there on Facebook. At the Small House of Poetry. You can find us over there. You can find out what dates we'll be going on the air also. It's every other Saturday. That's hard to remember, especially if you miss one Saturday. So, yeah, that's what it is.
I am anxious.
Yeah, I am anxious. We have some new stuff in here, Gina. We're going to go ahead and get to that and let the people down at the bottom continue to go ahead and enjoy their time they got going down there. Are you ready, partner?
I'm excited, partner. Let's go. We're the PJs. Send another poem.
Sweet. Let's get it then.
See, I am not competing with you. I have no desires whatsoever to win against you. Not because we are not in the same lane, but because we exist on the same plane with enough legroom for us all to crawl, walk, and run when it's our time. To be in competition with you would be to disrespect my own free will and let yours be the wills that drive my intentions. So, respectfully, I have no intentions of occupying the passenger seat of your dreams, but should you need a push, I'll gladly be a propeller. I am not competing with you. You are woman, I am woman, we walk the same earth, yet there's grace to your step, there's a swing to your hips that mine just don't do. They say I walk with a lick or bounce, kind of like the mandem with conviction. Sometimes they even ask me how I identify, so I tell them it is she who birthed me from her womb, he who raised me from him, the tangle with words I learned from them. A dragon spitting fire was groomed, genetically threaded to DNA sequence that dates back to the oldest civilization known to mankind, where women like you and I raised nations. So I have every intention of raising you, and if you so please, you too can raise me. Maybe together we can raise a nation of giants that trod gracefully. See, I am not competing with you. You are man, I am woman. There is no need to lie. A constellation from the same sky, I know with mutual respect we could both fly. And yes, I know sometimes you want to cry. In those times, I have every intention of encouraging the pouring supply of healing waters the cosmos gifted your eyes with. I'll call you king, you call me queen. I'll be the eyes behind your head that you weren't meant to open until now. You'll be the eyes I trust to see ahead because, you know, I'm legally blind. And this one, your 2020 vision arrived just in time for me to resign to my third eye. So following you, I don't mind. To mind would be to question my own judgment. The confidence in me knows I'm dope as fuck, which makes you dope as fuck. So we solid as a rock. You be the rock and I'll be the gentle ground it lays upon. So what competition? This is the age of coalition, of those with vision who need no permission to trust intuition and not the fiction of set conditions by the opposition on their television. For this mission to reach fruition, one must transition, turn the ignition to premonition, and overstand position is the only ammunition against a system of prescriptions that lead to addictions, which create juxtapositions of fallacious ambitions that only create distractions for distraction from the inborn manual of true instructions, intuition. Not the standardized institutions they call education, founded on unethical omissions of the natural dispositions. So once again, what competition? This is the age of coalition, of those with vision who need no permission to trust intuition. Welcome to the co-edition.
I use energy which should be given to my children to fight for him. Battling to stay with him, I fight so hard to be buried with him in death. A man who can't even cherish me in life on earth. When truly I've already died 1,000 times, likely more, the tears have outlived 116 pins. His focus shifted from my so-called friends to legends. And I still wait, and I wait, and I wait, and I hope and I pray for the shift to Gwen. As long as he's the center of attention and the sinner, I'll always feel like a beginner with him. It is a fight I can't win. I'm not powerful enough. Cheekbones are bare where a kiss should exist. Yet I fight to be buried beside him, to be buried, I fight to be buried with him, I fight for the shallow image, less love, for unknown reasons, for the empty, because I fight.
I take laps in my thoughts before I speak and let the waters pour. See, the brain is over 80% water, so that's really not a metaphor. When the water broke, I emerged as a reservoir. With the belief that words mirror waters and reflections of thoughts uttered. In essence, I believe thoughts can actually quench thirst like waters. See, my spoken words of wonders are wealthy as wholesome wells of wisdom whispering waters. Waters from gutters. Purified and fine as wine with thoughts of mine refined from a higher source of divine order. So are these words and thoughts really mine? Or am I just a vessel? Successfully channeling echoes of waters poured in poetic deposits of this artist's faucets with mental profits. I guess it is with royal prerogatives that I spit. Cognitively driven, provocative, spoken hieroglyphs with positive composites of knowledge gifted, collected, cause I was selected, connected, entrusted with powers of life in words as sacred as waters. Truth is, just as water is fluid, fortified with minerals of love, soul, and spirit, my words are pure and poetically naked, gifted, truth immune to hatred, lyrics encrypted, poetically coded to break you out of this matrix like waters washing away the dramatic theatrics of a paradoxical world of toxic optical illusions. My words are a flowing series of cascades removing delusions. The fusion of tongue, hearts, and mind in union, flooded from reservoirs in the form of spoken solutions. So get this, recline, and sip this. The cup I offer, effortlessly smelted from copper, designed from the rock of my heart to properly prosper. Let me elevate your mental capacity. Let me help you escape from this plane of monotony. Honestly, I just want you on this level of frequency. Frequently vibing on sequence of energy, where wordplay anomalies are next level quality, simply above and beyond, like top tier, upper echelon, it's something like a phenomenon. So come on, are you thirsty? Because the flow is stupendous, like water it quenches. Taking the form of emptiness with pH2O replaced it. Poetical waters at its core, lyrical greatness, exquisite. Don't try to resist it, more like a quench for the soul. Melody equipped with truth and lyrical elements, stress expressed and vanquished, sun-kissed, heaven-sent, blessed by the best, yes, you could taste it, no lie, and if you listen, guarantee you for sure, like writer's rain, you'd be satisfied, and if you're skeptically wondering why, well, my very being is a spring, what I speak you can drink with relieving sighs, from oceans of words and libraries of waters, I utter spoken words, like glistening sparkles of sunlight on waters. My words are enriched with poetical sips of life and nuggets and clusters of philosophical hindsights. Naturally poured through the chalice of poetry. Orally speaking life with surety. Organically filled with delight that brightens with shivers. My thoughts are overflowing rivers. I am frequency. And these are words of waters.
Never been a time that I did not love you. Even before I met you, I craved you, yearned for you in my soul. Your character etched upon the doorpost of my spirit. Your scent, your touch, your voice, all pre-recorded and stored in the banks of my memory. And the day that I first laid eyes on you, I felt a quickening. Though I had never before beheld your face, my soul knew who you were, recognized its mate. Finally, a name, a face, given to the love that I had waited for all my life.
You didn't know me. You didn't know me.
I was just a nice girl that you would befriend and like, but you couldn't, you didn't, you wouldn't love me. You taught me how to let go and let you, schooled me in the finer aspects of pleasure, treasured the way I quickly learned how to please you, how I mastered the ministrations and made you come back for more. And my soul, seeking recognition and welcome, sought every imaginable opportunity and avenue to win you, overruled my common sense, and drove me to new depths of desperation, constantly running, fearing that any base I left uncovered would lead you to seek others. So I emptied out my cup, poured out every drop of my self-respect, pride, money, shame, gave you everything. And all I ever wanted in return was for you to love me back. But
you didn't know me. You didn't know me.
drank from my cup until you were full and I was empty. And then you wandered, listening to the call of other women who connect to your ego but have no connection to your soul. And their pomp and circumstance drowns out the soft, sweet melody of my devotion. And I am left standing here, ripped apart, devoid of my sanity. The barest threads of my heart remaining in a pool of salty tears, trying frantically to piece together the hopes that are now dashed into a million tiny pieces. And my soul still staring in the distance, calling for you, reaching out for a lifeline to hold on to. But you didn't know me. And in the silence of my solitude, with my will to live buried beneath my need to not hurt anymore, I give up the ghost. And now there is no me to know.
All right, y'all. It was another block of spoken word when you get poems on rotation rather than musical tracks. You've been blessed by the PJs. We're poem jockeys, not DJs. So we want to thank Scenario for no competition. She's all the way from the Sudan with an enchanting accent. Gwen C with that track. My sister, I see you. Gwen C E with that fight. Frequency from the Small House of Poetry with Words of Water and Gone by Rare Epiphany. Y'all, that was another block of spoken word for your soul on this Saturday evening. You had so many opportunities to be anywhere else. You're glad you decided to be here with us, the Epiphany Radio Network. Why be ordinary when you can be raw? Sponsored by Raw Links. Baby, baby, take your socks off.
And yeah, that was a good block of poetry. I keep on wanting to call it music, but it is not music. It is poetry. You know what? I've been seeing a lot of poets doing a lot of different stuff out here, Gina, as far as, doing live events. And we're always going to little small events, you know what I'm saying? We're always going to little small spots, and we're doing our thing. The thing about it is I think our stuff is just as impactful as music, if not more so. We're not held back by the constraints of we have to do it this way because we're in this genre or what may have you. Poetry is like the Wild West, is across the board. That's why we're trying to do our part to make sure that everybody go ahead and understand what's really going on with poetry now. It's not Def Comedy Jam. It's not Shakespeare. It's been moved beyond those things. You guys, we're trying to help you guys to go ahead and stay in rhythm and understand what's really going on out here as far as poetry goes. Hopefully, some of you very people that have never done poetry before that are listening and hear this, and you start writing yourself. It's just that easy. One of you guys out there could be the next Saul Williams that has never picked up a pen. The next Giovanni that has never picked up a pen. Give it a shot. Don't think it can be you. You have to believe it can be you because you are doing it. How you holding up there, Gina?
I'm doing well, partner. I love the vibe. Listening to spoken word like this for me is inspirational. My pen hand is itching. I don't know about anybody else, but I need this in my life.
Yeah, it's definitely something that, you know, we are sitting out here, Godfather and Godmothering over, you know. I know other people have done it, but we're about to go ahead and get this a true push, a good shot in the arm to go ahead and get it going. I believe in it. I think it's one of those niches that nobody has seen to exploit to go ahead and do anything about. We need you guys out there spreading the word. We need you guys sharing what we're doing. Go ahead, like, hey, you know, we just Jay and Gina. Y'all don't know them. Oh, about to get to know them now. Do that for us. Get us out there. And this right here would be something that to start picking up with other PJs. I'm behind this. But it's a real thing. You can affect change.
I always wanted to see and hear this. I'm just glad to be able to spearhead. So this is wonderful for me. You know, I always felt like poets and rappers with the same people. We don't always have to have a dope beat behind us. We can do it a cappella. But a lot of them can, too. We don't always have to write a piece. We can go off the dome. A lot of them can, too. It's the same thing because there was the lyrics. I told you before, if I could sing, I wouldn't talk. So I'm just glad that God gave me this gift of poetry because I would be a menace.
Mm-hmm. Right. I am. Who he am, people to death. How you doing? Who he is?
Yes.
Did he do his who he is?
I'm just going to do a run right quick. Who he is?
All right. The spotlight dropped down on you.
That's it. I'm going to be sitting on a bar stool, sipping some cold water from a straw, with an incense burning on either side of me barefoot, giving you that poetry that is mine, and saying to myself, you know what, they'd have messed around and messed around.
Mm-hmm. There's one way to find out, though. one way to find out. Yeah. It's been pretty dope, though. I've been enjoying dealing with the poets. There are a couple of poets that I know that have never done love poetry before, and they said it was not their genre. And I've been hearing them doing some really amazing things with the poetry, stuff that has been shocking them. And when they do it for the different rooms that they're in, they've been shocking the people they've been seeing around them. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with love poetry.
Love is my jam. And when it goes bad, heartbreak is my jam as well. It usually ends in a, you know, chalk outline or a yellow tape, but that's another story.
Hey, you know, we didn't say how you got there. We just said you got there.
Hey. When love is good, it's good. And when it's bad, it's real bad. That's all I got.
The milk has gone bad.
Yes. You should run. You in danger, boy.
Mm-hmm. Just sitting up here just talking as crazy as you can, ain't you? Yep,
you know,
not going to well.
Put out a warning label or a disclaimer because there are people who just think that you know, playing crazy or I feel a little spicy. That's wrong to find out. That's all I got. You may not want this smoke. I'm just going to warn you for me. And if you're getting it from me, then you can trust that. Yeah, I'm not trying to hurt nobody, but yeah, you go.
Yeah, if it happened in an accident, though, you know, ain't nothing I can do about that. You ready to squash another block on them?
I'm thinking we should. But I'd also like for you and I to spit another piece because people are just listening. I don't have a problem giving them what they want. So let's do a block, and we'll see if we get any hands to raise. And if not, then we'll do it one more again, and I'll take the lead.
Oh, all right. That's mighty good. Are you there? Yeah, last time you was like a bus shucker and all the rest of that got to you.
No.
All right, so what are you saying? Are you saying we're going to do the block first, or what you saying?
We're going to do the block first. We're going to do the block. And after the block, that'll give you a chance to find what you're going to do. I'm leaning in two areas. One is I am a poem, and then the other one is cut in because I really care for that one. So every now and then I write something that I like, and I don't mind sharing it repeatedly.
I just started writing two I'm a poem pieces, and they're both different from one another. They both got the same thing. Yeah, so I'm feeling that. I heard Janice's I'm a poem piece the other day. Hers was the most different that I'd heard. I think she had renamed it to I'm Not That Kind of Poem or something like that. It was really nice. Different.
Absolutely. I thought that she understood the assignment.
She did it her own Janice way.
What we did was rudimentary. We did what was expected. When you got the assignment, you just went into what you being a poem would look like. She did something else. She said she's just listening tonight, and we appreciate the fact that she's here and supporting. Because Mama Donna says this all the time, your presence is a present. So you being here and listening enough, sis, that's enough from us. Just know that. Your love, everything that you do,
in the poetry community, not just with the small house, over at Clubhouse, when you're here at Epiphany, you show up and you show out. So if you just want to listen and take the night off, ain't nobody mad at you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she came to the small house and sat right on down, too, I'm telling you. And she's been running just as hard and taking the lead in a lot of things. And, oh, my God, it's been a blessing that she showed up on the doorstep. Good to see you rocking with us, Janice.
Yeah. We love your life.
All right.
Absolutely.
Let's go ahead and start getting some of this rolling. I got some little trinkets in here for you, Gina. I'm going to go ahead and let you see. We can discuss it in the back if you can guess who these people is. We're going to go ahead and start with this person right here first.
Not a problem. Let's go.
Is it delusional to think that you feel the same about me as I feel about you? Did you know that as my love breathes, I can taste your scent? It flows into me on the air as it rides in the wind. Us is what I trust. We're a rhythm within a rhyme, a sun that brightens the day, an illumination from the moon that shines light on the darkest corners of life and its shadows. For love, for me, is delusional. But is it delusional? I'd walk through the rising fire and crawl inside the dancing flame, cover my eyes in burning coal, choke on the ashes, dust gray, just to be in reach of seeing your face. And for the rest of time, I'd endlessly go with you, next to me, by my side, to live a life. With you a life to live, to build a new tomorrow begins with the choices made today. A catalyst for conviction to never let this fade. Not even a single degree forever in a moment, each moment for eternity. Off of my lips, the skin peels. As I pray, we never lose our way or stumble aimlessly with a blind eye. And that will always rise from the twisted tormentors, the morbidly fake, and away from the stench of those who have decayed. You can trust me. You can believe that I will never make a single promise or utter a word about out loud to give even one vow to which I would not adhere. I can't even spell the word betray, let alone fling it around. No more distractions exist. Set forth with a purpose. No more selfish inhibitions exist. Set us on solid ground. Cast aside the righteousness. Cast aside their blinding lies. Fill up the fake with dirt, then let them suffocate in the water. So they're the only ones covered in filthy false pride. My heart is a pulsing life. My heart continuously bleeds. My heart, it never fades. Passion crawling on my skin, moving slow and then sinking in. My bones deep within. For me, it seems delusional. But is it delusion that love is a fuel for my fire? The darkest sweet desire, a pleasant burning artery, veins with a fantasy dancing on the tips of the rising flames. A selfless act. A conscious thought. A realm with reason, a bullet buried deep in the center of my brain. Delusional to think you feel the same. I don't think it's delusional.
You're the reason I love second tenors. Those with voices as warm as honey. When speaking or singing, I'd watch you on stage, imagining it was the same as when you crooned on street corners in Baltimore. I listened to the audience approval and nod like, yeah, that's my dad. I had a playlist of favorites like Wildflower and Firefly, and I realized eventually that the lyrics hit me differently. Part of the performance was to know in advance where your family was seated and gesture in that direction when it made sense to. I felt the weight of hearing you sing. I found strength in you. Knowing that it's her strength that irritated you the most. In my mind, you will stay here always. Started to feel like an expectation of acquiescence. You'd belt out you and I would conquer the world. Each declaration of you and I building on the last lingered. And I realized that the applause and I grew distant. Lover, let me adore you. I want to declare my love for you to the universe. Let me call your name to the sun and stars. Let me scream my devotion to the ocean's depths, to the earth's molten core. Why should any corner of the cosmos be denied your radiance? Let the galaxies themselves crave your divine embrace as I do. United, we were intoxicated on verse. I want to caress you like the wild seas wave on the sandy shore, endlessly, endlessly, pulling back some small grain of you to myself with each retreat until our atoms dance intertwined, the electric nuclear tango of fusion. Let me be your satellite, your moon, circling slowly around the edge of your magnificence, you always in my gaze and I caught in the gravitational pull of tantric longing, wanting. Wanting, dizzy with desire for your presence, consume me as the candle's flame in the air as it lights absorbs the darkness till our essences are one. Devoted, admiration, I need no altar to kneel upon because you are my mantra and my reason. No question where my devotion resides. It's here within the monochromatic moments, the starving artistic mouth whispers your name. Tears of joy rain upon fragrant flower petals, and vespers within the evening breeze that douse the flames of two hearts at war. Because, my darling, you are my Mecca, and I, your pilgrim.
She's frozen heat. All that she's felt can't seem to melt her tried life. She developed dry ice to comfort her 7 pounds beating, bleeding love in dark light. Even her bed sheets part like Red Sea's beloved is cold-blooded yet star-studded. She manages to shine like the ice in her jewelry. Her duty is callous, the saddest heartbeat complete. Her song is costly, killing her softly. Her degree stays on freeze, frozen. Hoping someone felt her melt just a little. A nice start is to offer her the fire of love for her iced heart. Shivering, delivering hail, hoping the indent in her heart can be read like braille. Trying not to fail at chilling temperature when raised unexpectedly, especially when she feels snowed in. She becomes blinded in ice rays as her ice age. She can barely beat beating heat that tries to infiltrate her mind state. It appears to be hate, but it's hurt. Ice cream, I love you. Even when your puddles melted, I felt it like living water. You are destined to make greatness survive as you have for so long. You are ice strong. Within you, I'm frozen. Whisper loud.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was our next block of poetry. We are the PJs, myself, Just Jay, and Gina. This is the Just Jay and Gina Show at Epiphany Radio Universe. Baby, baby, every other Saturday night, we started out this block of poems with one and only, excuse me, Elizabeth. The track is called Delusional. Journeys, essentially, Small House of Poetry and Epiphany Family, us with you and I, who with my Mecca Clubhouse, as well as Timothy Whispers. Small House of Poetry and Clubhouse is only Timothy Whispers and our brother in rhyme with Ice Heart. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us this Saturday evening. We know that you had so many options of what you could be doing right now. We're just glad you decided to hang out with the PJs and listen to the Poetry Jockeys as we spin your tracks on the ones and twos.
Hey, that was an awesome lineup there. Oh, yeah. Oh, I think we didn't call on and then lit into something with this whole spinning these poems thing, man. This right here is going to be catching on. I'm telling you, it's the next biggest thing going. I'm monologuing on mute.
So, I'm sorry.
That's okay,
I was
though.
In the background. No. I wasn't talking on mute. I was in the background. So, Noreen Snyder, who does a 5 p.m. live on Facebook show, and she and Gary are oftentimes the first callers in queue at the Speakeasy Cafe on Thursday nights with our sister Nyla Alicia. She also wanted to let me know that she found us, and she is in queue. And I have yet another poet who is interested in spitting, and that would be, ooh, it's a treat. So he comes into our spaces on Clubhouse, has not spit in a room as of yet. I let him introduce himself because he's a friend of mine, but he is area code 240, and he said he raised his hand. So I am ready to bring him.
But he just raised his hand.
Yeah, good, because I asked him, I was like, did you press one, though? But did you press one?
All right, we're going to take 540 first, and then we're definitely going to get him in there.
All right, then. You heard that. So get ready. Don't have to be ready. You stay ready.
All right, 540, how about you?
Hey, how about you?
Hey, how you doing, Mama Donna? What took you so long to raise your hand? I've been seeing that 540 in there like forever. How are you
know.
Doing on your trip?
Jay, I forgot. All right, I'm home.
You back home?
Yeah, I put it in the family chat.
She was putting them up. She was thinking about putting them down.
I
when I saw it in the chat, I'm thinking, what does she mean? Like home? Or is she back in Connecticut?
Yeah, I'm home.
Oh wow.
I'm home.
You sound bright eyed and bushy tail too. You sound bright eyed and bushy tail too. I know, that's a lot of driving. You did like a day's worth of driving. Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
hey, but that lets you know you still got it in the gas tank.
Yeah, but that's not something I want to do again. I was sitting there wondering, how do truck drivers do it? Do they get hemorrhoids? I don't understand.
Hey, if you ain't sitting on the right cushion, that is a definite possibility. Hemorrhoids.
All that driving? I could not do it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we're glad you did it
and
this
you know,
time. We're glad that you had your riding party with you.
Well, yeah, I'm glad, too. It's funny. You said 540, and I'm like, who the heck is that? And then it said, I'm muted. I said, oh, that's me. I forgot that you were that voice thing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have forgot, Jay. It's been so long since I've been on Epiphany that I forgot.
Us, too. We're in the same boat with you. Yes,
ma'am.
I heard
you say something to the effect. Ain't nobody raised their hand. I think that's me. I didn't raise my hand. Okay.
You thinking you
that's
in Clubhouse?
Oh, my fingers. I think I've been driving for 9-10 hours. Please give me some slack.
Hey, you sound good. I'm going to give you all that slack right there. You already got it. You already showed where it's at.
All right. So You're not expecting me to say
you had some for us? Oh, yeah. No. Why not?
Come on, mama.
Trying to slide up out of here without spitting. We caught her this time, though, Jeannie. She was trying to slide.
What if I do if I was a poem?
Please,
that would be perfect.
You know me. Okay.
You gonna get it out there, Jeannie?
I wanted to give her the mic. And with that being said, Mama Donna, we know you're fresh off the road, but you still sound fresh like a daisy. So let's go. The mic is yours.
Okay, thank you. If I was a poem, I'd be a contradiction of festering emotion, waiting to be written. The scared, the brave, the lovelorn, the guilty, et cetera, et cetera. Too many to mention. If I was a poem, trauma would be standing at attention, waiting to march across the paper, spilling ink from that self-loathing opponent which lies within, cutting away the delusion of being a healed being. If I was a poem, my pen is cutting at my painful memories, cut shallow, cut deep, dripping drop by drop, methodically, sometimes in torrents of blue or black, spilling all the deepest secrets on pristine white pages. Once unleashed, no amount of bandages can plug the ink. Words start to formulate. It has found its outlet. If I was a poem, I would just let my pen write out this poetic potency of every evolving discovery. If I was a poem, I would finally be free to be me. And that's the wisdom of Mama Donna. Short and free.
And that's the turn of Mama Donna. I love that. That was so fluid. How long did it take you to write that?
Really? Less than a day. I can't remember
I
exactly how many hours was left in the day.
Like,
what's
you
that?
Didn't need a lot of practice because everything you said was true. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, lately I've been finding that the pieces that are right there and the moment right there when I sit down to write, it's not taking me long to write them anymore, which is weird and scary. Sometimes I think I need to slow down because it seems like it might need more thought to
no,
it.
Ma'am, you are poetry now. Like before, you were so hesitant, so timid, so shy, so demure, and now you're saying it with your chest. I love this part of
me. Demure? I've never been called demure. Okay, I like that.
Right. No, you're demure.
Well, I'm saying that because, no, honestly, I'm saying
I know
just
saying
Tita. Yes. You know, you're from a
she was zany with the poetry.
Yeah, we were raised to be the ladies and curse and bow and cross our legs and put our napkin in our lap. And then she came in and kicked the door in and knocked everybody over. And I was like, all right, pal, look at Mama Donna.
I seen that post you put in the group chat. I ain't thinking that no more.
What post did I put in the group chat?
That video you put in the group chat that had us the discussion. We was thinking about doing it for the AM drive.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There's many facets
about,
to this. There's
about a partner flash,
your
flatulence.
Oh, yes. Well, you know what? It's natural. It's a natural thing. It happens to everybody. If it don't happen, you're imploding, and you don't want that. Cause somewhere, it's going to come somewhere.
You are dying.
It's coming out somewhere.
Oh, man.
Even when you're dying, you're letting go of gas.
I know, even in death. With the
okay,
flexors.
I'm talking about after. Before where the mortar sets in, there's still gases in your body that need to be released. I'm not trying to be
oh, even more after.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that
so
is coming out.
There,
that
when you're alive, stop fighting the feeling. Just let it go.
Right. Oh, man. The last line that you had.
So, ladies and gentlemen, look, this is taking a really ugly and stinky turn.
That's taking a natural
it's
turn.
It's a natural turn. We just want to thank Mama Donna for coming through because those of you who don't know, she lost a sibling, went to a funeral in Ohio, lives in Connecticut, drove there and back, and then came on to bless this mic. This ain't love and support. I don't know what it's supposed to look like. That's all I got. I'm going to give my mic.
Right.
I'm like, I hope they call me. I'm sitting there saying, I hope they call me soon. Not and forgetting that I had to raise my hand. It is, yeah.
I was thinking that 540 was you, but I ain't never seen 540 without the hand up. So I was kind of like, no, I don't know if that's her or not.
Well, I was thrown, too, because, you know, I can dip in and out the studio, but I called in like a regular caller because one of us has to be on the line. But my father is this, Mama Donna. If you are here, you're going to spit. I just didn't know why your hand wasn't raised. So. Now we got to.
Right. Like I tell you, after all that driving, it was a feeble mind. That's all I can chalk it up to. Chalk it up. I haven't been on Epiphany in a while because you have seen some of the issues. And I just totally forgot that I had to raise my hand. And then when y'all said something, I said, oh, shoot, I have to raise my hand. I raised my hand. And then you said 540. I'm like, who is that? And it says, I'm you. I said, oh, that's me.
Yeah, Gina ain't raised her hand in months. She ain't got her hand raised right now.
Ta-da. Gina don't have to raise her hand. She's going to talk on me.
Hey,
don't worry about what Gina do. I'm a whole different person.
Mama Donna, why did you choose that last line in there? Why did you choose that last line in there?
Because you know what? This pen has given me the ability to finally just be me. I had a friend tell me this last night when we were talking, the one that wrote down with me. She said, you know what? You're more open now. You're more confident now. I've seen a change in you. I try to dispute it, but she said, I ain't going with that. And, you know, she's right.
How did that make you feel when somebody recognized what you've been trying to be doing? Because, like we've been telling you, you've done it a long time ago. You just need to register with you. But how did it feel to hear one of your friends say that?
It felt good because, you know what, she's a Jamaican woman, which is the only Jamaican woman friend I have. But we're so alike that it's funny as heck. We think alike. And all she kept saying is, if you don't get out of my head because I would say something. See, I was just thinking that. So we're so in line with each other. So that was really good, you know. So when she said that, I said, okay, she recognizes that. I recognize it too. I just don't like admitting it.
It's been a hell of a travel. It's been a treat to go ahead and see, too. I think we've all been changing
looking at the woman
like
in the mirror,
that in some way or another.
Yeah.
We just see you looking at your own reflection, and sometimes your words to yourself wouldn't be kind or loving. But now you've gotten to the place that you love yourself so much that we can do nothing but love you more. And I think that
I keep telling you, Gina, you're going to stop trying to make me cry because I'm more vulnerable
I'm
in this space.
You have to understand, when you came into the small house, before you were even in the small house, when you knew that this is where Wallace was doing his poetry, and you were like, I don't mind hanging out, but y'all don't have to, you know, like, invite me or nothing. I'm not really a poet. You became one overnight in a way that I've never seen transpire as rapidly as your progression has taken place. I've never seen that in real time. And I've been a poet like 10 for decades. You are amazing in your growth. You have to own that. It shows. So go on.
No, it's something.
Can you?
I had said something to Wallace. I forgot how I phrased it. Let him know that I had reached. He said, sounding like a Jamaican.
Right. You gonna let us hear some of that Jamaican accent, or how you gonna do this? What's going on?
I never pretend to be Jamaican. I don't have accents. I'm not like you, Jerry.
I bet you can.
I know my lane. My lane is I'm American. That's my lane.
I do a pretty good Jamaican accent, Disney wise. You know.
In your mind, you
maybe
do
a little bit of
cool
running.
In your mind. In your mind, you do an excellent job. To the rest of the world, we ask you to stop.
Read us that last line you got there.
The crab from The Little Mermaid. Oh,
yeah, I like Sebastian.
And that's a bad Jamaican accent. So, you know, so he's imitating a bad Jamaican accent. I think he's doing
it
perfectly.
It was almost as bad as you can get, but not quite there.
Right.
So, yeah.
It's almost I'm going to watch Mo from the Three Stooges to learn German. Yes.
If your model is a crab in a fictional show in a cartoon called Little Mermaid,
yeah.
Go talk to a real Jamaican, okay? That's not it.
Oh. Now we back to that again. They gonna say it's going up.
I don't know if they have any. I don't know if they have any Jamaicans in Arkansas.
Not many. I have not yet to run into any of them. They got to be here, but I have not run into them. And if they have, they've probably been filtered through the United States for so long.
You don't know where to shop. All he has to do is look for some cocoa bread and some plantains, and he will find the Jamaicans.
Mama Donna, can you give us that last line again? If you got to give us the verse before that, that'd be fine, too.
Yeah,
okay, if I was a poem, I would just let my pen write out this poetic potency of ever-evolving discovery. If I was a poem, I would finally be free to be me.
Right.
So that's just to me basically saying, just let it go.
You're just always like, free to be you, ain't you, Mama Donna?
No.
No? All right.
Because you know what? I always got to play a role, depending upon who's in my life.
Yeah.
When I'm at work, I'm playing caregiver to my client. I've had to be a mother. I've had to be a wife. I've had to be a girlfriend. I've had to be whatever I needed that person needed me to be, even in my friendships. But I was never me. Because if I felt as I was me, they wouldn't be in my life.
Mm. I feel you on that.
So I wasn't always free to be me. I think don't we
all
in some ways play roles in that life?
We have to. You know, like you said, the different places that we're going to. Like if I'm going to the services to serve God. You know, I'm not going to do the same thing I'm doing at the club. Not by a long shot. And if I see somebody else doing
not
the things I would
shot.
Normally be doing at the club, I'd be looking at them like they're crazy. Even though those are the same things I would be doing if I wasn't there.
Right, so it's those things that in life you learn, you play. I mean, as a black person, we all code switch. So basically,
yeah,
I'm code switching all through my life.
Yeah.
Now, basically, that's all I've been doing is code switching all my life. If everybody needs me to strong, I'm going to be strong. So I put me aside. Weak Donna can't be around. Only strong Donna can be around. People rely on strong Donna.
I feel you on that.
So when is weak Donna allowed to be weak if everybody's relying on her to be strong?
I heard that. Mama Donna, you want to hang around with us for a couple more callers until we get into this next block?
I will try my best. I ain't going to guarantee I'll be awake. But I will try my best.
All right.
If you call my
name
and get nothing, you'll know the reason why.
That sounds good to me.
And thank you for being here with us, Mama Donna. We love you. I'm glad you made it home first.
All right. Love y'all, too.
Sorry why you had to go to Ohio, but I'm glad you got to say goodbye to your sister.
Yeah, I did spit a new piece that I wrote, but it's not going to be appropriate for this show.
Oh, snap.
That I wrote while I was in it, when I was in Scott and Malikia's room. So
was it a little salacious?
No, it was based on the funeral I went to and an experience I had on the way to the funeral, on the way to Ohio. But
I can't wait to hear that piece. I can't wait to hear that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to go ahead and slide 240 up in here. This is Gina's friend. 240,
right.
Gina's friend, how are you?
Good. How y'all feeling, man? This is Yuri Speaks. What's going on tonight?
This who?
Yuri Speaks.
What's going on with you, Yuri? Gina, do you know this gentleman?
Yes, I do. I don't be claiming people random off the street, but yeah, this is my dude. I was so happy that he accepted the invitation to come in. I was like, you what? He was like, I'm in. What do I do so I can share? I'm like, press one. Let's go.
Right.
Man, what's going on with you, brother? This your first time calling into the show?
Yes, it is. I used to be on Blog Talk years ago, but it's been a minute.
All right, where have you been doing your poetry at now? You messing around online somewhere? Or are you doing
in-person poetry live? New Eureka Cafe, the Knitting Factory. I did stuff at a lot of local places here in D.C., like Busboys and Poets a lot of the times.
Oh, I'm hearing some big names you throwing out there. You name dropping heavy and hard, ain't you?
Yeah,
you got the big dogs in there. Whenever I hear somebody say that, oh, New Eureka and then Busboys and the rest
that's
of that, and I'm like, wait a minute, man.
Right.
What are we talking about here for
he's
real?
He's an OG. Yeah, he's been doing this for a minute, right. I told you that's where I met Tanya Sanchez. I had never been to Busboys and Poets, and I didn't even sign up for the open mic. I wanted to be in the audience and experience it. Next time I know, I'll have to spit, but he ain't said nothing but a word.
No doubt.
All right. Well, man, my name is Just Jay. Nice to meet you, brother.
Nice to meet you, bro.
And Mama Donna is here riding shotgun with us.
Nice to meet everybody. Gee, I know you.
Nice to meet you. I was on mute. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, thank you.
When people say, gee, I know you, people who know me know. If they can just cut it off
the
letters.
Before the rays can stop coming from above, you'd be asleep.
I am G. Thank you very much, sir. With that being said, we know you brought something hot. You've been listening to the show for a minute. So if you would like to share, by all means, the mic is yours.
All right. There's a piece I wrote about 12 years ago, so it's called You. While poets sleep and dream of silence and poems, angels sleep and dream of home. Good night, my love, sweet angel. May your rest be peaceful. And tomorrow may you rise to the sun that God sends to greet you exclusively. And when you close your eyes, look for me. And as you come into sleep, look for me. Running to meet you in a three space, a warm and serene place, a dream space we can collect stardust in a jar just for a keepsake. Listen for me, calling you as we walk into a deep awake, surreal, so real we can feel awake and we can escape. Floating on the crest of a wave of emotion, poets playing with limitless range of motion, like a poet and an angel playing in the depths of the ocean. Breathe the air, it's perfect. And you, your skin, your hair, perfect. We an imperfect pair made perfect in love, our daily medicine. Feed each other in a daily regimen, the type of vitamin you won't find in any daily recommend. Because L-O-V-E, the way Elohim he recommends, and if more humans could consume the special blend, it could change the specimen. But then again, there's them and then you. Them and then us. And then we can't, won't let them condemn us from this reality, this atmosphere. But tonight, my dear, meet me here in the air where it's clear and perfect. And I will wait for you behind Mars where the night is two-tone. And while I'm waiting, I will rearrange the stars and write you a poem and call it You.
Wow.
I know my partner over there talking to you, but I mean,
look, how about
right.
To say right? Maybe all I could say was I can't believe that you came in here and did that. That was so dope. See, this is the thing that I love about when I invite somebody. You understood the assignment. Show up and show out, my dude. Show up and show out. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime. Appreciate it.
We're here every other Saturday night at 8 Central, every other Saturday night, 9 Eastern, every other Saturday night at the same call-in number, +1. He said, if you have an MP3 that you'd like to share with us, send it to Jeff Gay. @gmail.com. Do so, and we would love to put you in rotation. We'll spin your track in if you can't call in and raise your hand.
Right, for sure. I sure will.
You're welcome. What do you think about that just today?
Oh, dude was going in deep. Dude was going in with my pen cut shallow, my pen cut deep. No, it's the sweet angel, may your sleep be peaceful. And dude was talking about collecting stardust for and saying hot words, phrases like we can escape. I pulled in the angel plane in the depths of the ocean. Cut it out, man. Dude, you was out there just laying it out up there. You just, what they say when you open it up wide, you were splaying it open. We won't let them condemn. Oh, come on, man. Rearranging the stars to write a poem about you. Bro, are you a romantic, sir?
I can be for sure. Most definitely no love. You know, my love language is definitely all of the above, you know, and I definitely try to give people a visual with every piece that I write, you know. So I definitely,
yeah, man,
you know, I tell most
that.
People, like, yeah, you got to sit back and close your eyes and enjoy, you know, to, you know, astral project to that place that I'm taking you to.
Is it becoming more difficult to have romantic love with a person nowadays? Back in the day, it was kind of expected. You know, you went around, you opened up the door, and the rest of that. I don't know if that's the one by the wayside. I've been married for over 24 years, man. So I don't know what the hell y'all out there doing now. But it seems to me that there's almost becoming a disconnect in between the way that men would be to expected to treat women as opposed to what women may consider to be offensive. Is from what you've been seeing, what you've been observing, is love in a good place or a bad place?
Since social media has came onto the scene, people have forgotten how to have genuine conversation one-on-one as opposed to through text message. They don't know how to sit down and talk to each other no more, get lost in each other. You know, because everybody, if you notice, if you stand back in society, I want everybody to do this, anybody that's listening, just take a day, stand back against the wall and watch and see how many people are just looking down at their phones instead of talking to the person next to them. You know, that's all we had back in the day, you know what I'm saying, was each other to connect with. But now social media just brainwashed people to the point that people have just forgotten how to be social. And, you know, a relationship can't blossom or even start without being social and steady communication. People just don't have it no more. And it's sad.
Right. Mama Donna, well, what did you think, ma'am?
Yeah. I thought it was an awesome piece. And I just like what you just said just then. You know, I find that missing, too, is that there's no personal contact anymore.
Right.
Not to the degree that it can be when you have a face-to-face with people. And even though I might have this love relationship with Gina and Jared, you know, I love them like family, we have not gotten face-to-face. But I've grown to know them over almost 2 years. So, you know, relationships can be established over the Internet. But it's still not mm-hmm. the same as a face-to-face.
Right.
And you know, that piece you wrote, you said you wrote that 12 years ago?
Yep. I wrote it 12 years ago.
So what made you write that?
At the time, I was in between a relationship and regathering myself. And I had time to sit and think about everything that I had endured before and thinking about what I wanted in the future. So that poem was written to the future person that I wanted, letting her know
okay.
where I stood in this world, what to expect of me, and just waiting for her to be there to receive it, because all the people before couldn't see it, and it was already there.
So was she, did she wait to see it achieved?
You talking about the person that I wrote it for?
Yeah.
They haven't been found yet.
Okay. You know, and but in that time, that gave you a chance to work on yourself, right?
Absolutely. After that time, I took like a 4-year hiatus. About 4 years, yep.
Yeah.
4 years. The best conversation that I had recently, well, in the past 2 years, was on my birthday. And I was at Busboys and Poets in Columbia. And Nikki Giovanni happened to be there that night. And she was doing a book signing. I had about a 30, 40-minute conversation with her. She said, the one thing I love about this conversation that you and I just had was that you never took your eyes off of me. You never grabbed your phone. You never did anything. It was steady conversation. And I thought back. I said, well, I learned a lot of that from watching you and James Baldwin interact with each other. So
that eye contact is very important.
Very. Very.
Because it shows engagement. It shows engagement. It shows interest. It prompts people to talk more and to be engaged with you more. Because there's nothing like if you ever look at somebody and their eyes are darting this way and that way, but they're never looking directly at you, how do you feel when you see that happen?
It feels like that person is uninterested, like that person is just disconnected from the world. They have no social skills.
So I just wanted to bring that point back around to you because then I'll turn it back over to Jen. Your piece made me so interested that I needed to have that conversation. So thank you.
You're very welcome, and thank you.
Jared?
Oh, that's on Gina.
No, Carmel, I kicked it off. You handed it to Mama Donna.
All right. Now I'm throwing it back to you.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. I want to thank you, my brother, for coming through. I didn't expect
you
to say your entire ass, but I appreciate that. You know, we don't have an adult rating or an X rating here, but we are grown, and our poetry is cognizant of what grown folks do. So we've been doing mostly love and romance. You understood the assignment. I'm going to say it again, showed up and showed out. Made me proud. I hate when people show up and they were recommended by me or invited by me, and then they dawdle. What I needed you to do is exactly what you did. So I am so proud. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. I thank you all for
inviting
me. We try to get to a speed round before the show wraps. We have a couple of more callers in queue, hand raised. I also have a poetry in my Uber. Who would like to share? So, you know, we're going to do the damn thing. This is what we do. The blog talk where we're going to cut off in 30 minutes. We'll be on for another hour. So we're going to, you know, make it do what it do. And I appreciate you calling in. Don't be a stranger. Know that we're every other Saturday night. I will send you a flyer and invite. You already know the number. So we expect to see you again. This time you were a visitor.
Okay.
You were company. Next time you family. Have a seat on the couch with us.
All right, love and light, y'all.
Man, it was a pleasure to meet you, bro. I'm sensing that you have a lot of history, man. We would love to kick it with you and have you express some of that history here on the show. We'll work something out with you in a few minutes, bro. Keep on riding. We definitely work out something with you.
When I was listening to the show, I was texting a couple other folks. I was trying to bring some real heat into this room. If she's listening, this is one of my close sisters, Georgia Mee. If you on here, baby, you already know. Let's get it.
Mm.
You know Georgia Mee?
That is one of my good friends, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Georgia.
Yeah,
Georgia's,
I think the last place we've seen her was the clubhouse.
Yeah, yeah, I told her.
Oh.
And
We go way back, like with me, her, Droopy, Black Ice, all of us. Yeah, we go way, way back.
Well, you know, me and Ice got history, so say less. Say less.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's your name again for everybody to go ahead and know, sir? And also let everybody know where they can find you at.
Tell them where they can find you on social media, please.
Yuri Speaks. If you follow my Instagram, it's I Am The Widow's Son. And you can follow me there. I'm there. TikTok, everywhere. I'm all around. I'm doing some stuff over on Wisdom, too. So you can check me out there.
Bro. Hey, everybody, y'all heard the man. Check him out. I think it's more to this onion than that paper over the top. Bro,
hey,
you take care, man.
Yeah, he out there asking the donkey, but that's okay. I'm going to give you a pass tonight because I'm going to say one more time, you company. But next time, I'm going to treat you like I treat my other family members. Love you, mean it.
You know it.
All right, 863. Ooh, okay. Give us just a minute. We're going to go through another block, and then we're going to be with you. Say it again, Gina.
The poet came to poet. I love
this. Oh, dude came in and put his foot in it. Then we had Mama Donna go before him, so it was yeah. All right, we're about to go.
Everybody knows what we're doing. Let's go to the next block then. Come on, Potty.
Let's go ahead and get it. We're going to go ahead and turn the temperature up on this a little bit too, Gina, while we're at it. Might as well go ahead and get things frying to the side a little bit. Let me see. Oh, I think this guy right here would love to go ahead and get this started. Let's go ahead and start it with him then.
Vibration in the soft tones on you black snake moan. My name, tattooed on your tongue, I whisper your soul in my exhale. I'm sick of you, but I can't see myself getting sick of you. But it's the sickness of you that turns me on. You're my life and my favorite death. You're my first and my last breath. And I'm obsessed with your silhouette. The lights inside you cast shadows, and I'm reaching for your shadows. But I'm lonely, hold, I'm dying slow for you. You're forbidden fruit. Your juice is intoxicating, and I'm operating in likeness. I want your fatalness to cradle me. Stay with me to the early morning sunrise. I wanna see it in your eyes. I'm surprised that I'm not dead yet, because I've soaked in too much of you. You're a sweet voice, and I long to see you again. Let me die and rise inside you. I'm reaching for your heart, my only chance of living. Give me your bittersweet venom, just to have you coursing through veins of mine. Our DNA mesh at the same time. I know you're not good for me, but you're my air, gravity, and clarity. And what feels good to you ain't always good for you. Maybe I truly adore you, just give me more of you. I'm gluttony, eating your nectar. Your poison on my chin. I spent galaxies searching for your poison. Who knew that you were born with it? I'm torn with it between your life and my death. Poison ivy. Yeah, poison ivy.
Our talks are blow-ups. As in conversations that leave traces of debris. Our walks are races as I try to keep up with your pace. If your feet could defy gravity, would you and I be? My energy takes zero seats in fear of you experiencing and enjoying skipping to a new beat. Our love is liquid as in it's already been gained from greed, shame us. our entire portfolio of teamwork and love investment has subconsciously been liquidated. All of our assets, which have led to our anger toward each other, is our motivation internally, as frustration creates fire because we get pissed. And then our thin line shows, and our thin line is between love and spite. We live for love one moment, and the next we do wrong, believing that two of them might make one fucked up right. Our sacrifice is good hurting. Arrogantly, we wager collateral items in certainty that we will forever be. And from each other, we drain profits. You've consistently stolen my knowledge, and I take accountability because I love the makeup, which is why I falsely bought it. And we take impending news, and we mask any bruise, and we highlight the perfections of I do's in times of lingerie, and when you lead the way, because our comfort is sought in closure, occurring in moments heated when clothes have been removed, and we are two individuals bare, but from us warmth exudes, and when I move slowly, after tiny beads of sweat have fallen from you unto me, we are proven greater than gravity, chemistry, and all theories, even the Big Bang, because what hangs and what we reach for and touch, what's between us is more than lust. It's the epitome of the world versus us, the burden abrasively wearing on us with no bearing upon our love, because we our love, life, poetry, words, writings, paintings, art, acceptance, and irrelevance. And realistically, our greatest is coming.
You've got me sounding like espresso, anxiously expressing with more fullness than I expected to. My hesitance upended as forethought is poured over everything I've said to you. We drink our coffee and pretend not to look at each other. A little foam the color of silence wants to cling to my lips, but I lick them, tasting honesty and ink. This poet's eventual hello. I call it sweet. Essentially Johnny.
Ever think of that special someone and the phone rings and it's dumb? Wow. See, she's got me on her mind. I'm up in there. Yes, I'm walking with my socks off barefoot through her mind's garden. Well manicured. Have you ever walked on fantasies? Hers are sexy. Got me tippy-toeing, guiding me. I'm guided. Her love like guiding me, scene after scene leading me, sensual, visuals, lavender, scents linger, kaleidoscoping in vivid monotone, in tune and in pace with every deliberate and forward step that I take through the warmth of this place called her, led by her, her desires, love, lust, ecstasy, see, she wants me to hurry up, but I take my time through her, enjoying every minute infinitely inside of her, intimately levitating as I traverse through her mind's garden. Her temperature warms me. The flames of her wantings flickering provocatively at this manhood. Me, find myself in self and self slowly stiffening. She left me the breadcrumbs of her life's fullest desires. I track them. She wants me to follow them in her mind. We are connected. I just read her thoughts, and when I find her, all that's required is that I supply her my forest and the loins of my trees, the veins that branch and its many splinterings. Wood is what she needs. She's a bonfire that must feed. The closer I reach to her campsite, the louder the sound of the crackling in those timbers smoldering in anticipation of having our two souls join in. She leads me. I follow. The scent of her nature, her marshmallows roasting, she leads me. My limbs, she controls them, so I follow her signal. When the feel of soft winds blowing, I'm in her, walking through the tenderness of her life's garden. I'm closer. I can feel her breathing erratically, her breath upon my skin, beneath my feet. Her thoughts feed me, and mine quenches hers. We're both thirsty inside of her. I can feel everything that she's thinking. Every thought I'm having, she's feeling, and they're rushing now on purpose, streaming. Her white waters rapidly flooding her life story. See, she's been holding on, but now she's a dam that's bursting, and the white waters of her love's lakes have risen. She's coming with me inside of her thoughts, surfing with my socks off, barefoot through her life's garden. She's coming. She's a tsunami. Her thoughts feed me, and mine feeds hers. You ever think of somebody special and the phone rings? She's walking through my mind's garden. Feet well manicured, and my thoughts beneath my feet. Her thoughts feed me as I walk through her mind.
All right, y'all, that was another poetry block played by the PJs, home jockeys here at Epiphany Radio at the Just Jay and Jim Show. Thanks for joining us. We're here at Lavish Saturday Night. You heard from Mr. Whisper's Poison, Queen C, with that powerful piece, Thin Line. Clubhouse on Epiphany, Sister Zani. Gently Zanis with Latte and the CEO and creator of the Disney Radio Universe, Mr. Pharrell the Poet himself, aka Arthur Larry Maddox. And the track is called The Mind of the Garden. Ladies and gentlemen, we just want to thank y'all for tuning in tonight and making sure that you are here. Because your presence is a presence to us. We are here at 319-5200. Call the number. Press 1 to get in the queue. Got about 14 more minutes before the Blog Talk Lady will just let you listen and not participate. If you are in queue and you'd like to sit, by all means, press 1 so that we know that you want to share. That was our last block of spoken word for the PJs for Poetry Doctor, myself, and this day. How you feeling, Jack?
I'm feeling like Jesus Storm. I guess I'm up here talking on mute. What the hell? Almost like the sound of dead air. I'm feeling pretty good. Happy for the people that came through this, Rascal.
Enjoying the track, enjoying the poetry. Live poetry and spoken word tracks put together. I don't know why nobody thought of this previously, but I'm glad we're here to do it this evening.
We're going to feel that niche. We're going to see where the deficiency is, and we're going to go in there and feel that niche. What was that last piece that we had there by Gwen C? You don't have it in front of you, do you? Ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring, ring.
That was Gwen C with the thin line.
All right. I was just making sure. Just making sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've been enjoying it. I've been enjoying the people that's been coming in and kicking it with us. And we got a whole contingency of folks down here. And this right here, I'm not trying to browbeat you guys to go ahead and come off of what's name. But it's good to see that poets actually will go somewhere and sit down and listen to other poets. Most of the time what we end up doing as poets is we end up performing for other poets. Poets are the most jaded critics that you will ever receive in your life. Because they have seen all the fresh things and all the rest of it out there. There are things that get us excited, but at the same time, there's some things that do not get us excited. They get people on the outside who have never heard of poetry before, gets them very excited. But to see poets come in here and sit down and have a seat and just to go ahead and listen to what's going on, that's next level right there. And that's also a great tribute to all the people who have turned in MP3s in order for us to go ahead and make this possible. So we can play you guys poetry tracks, me and Gina, y'all too, resident PJs. Mm-hmm. We have.
We do, truly. We're going to go to our next caller with your hand up. And don't forget, I have a call for you.
All right, all right. We're going to hit up 863 first.
Hello, Gina. Hello, Jay.
Hey, Noreen, how you doing? I recognize your voice.
Okay,
absolutely.
I'm doing good.
Absolutely, love you, Noreen. Glad to know Jerry could make it.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad to make it, too. Okay.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Well, good.
How
you
all doing?
If you have to share a piece from you and a piece from Gary, we don't mind, because I understand that that's what you normally do, and that's how I met you. I met you and Gary together. So
yes,
whatever it is that you want to share, we're here for it, Noreen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Noreen Snyder, a dear friend of the Just Stay and Be Yourself. He also supports us at the Small House of Poetry on Clubhouse whenever he has the capability of doing so. So without that being said and without further ado, I'm introducing Noreen Snyder to some of you and some of the rest of you who know who she is. This is going to be a treat. And that being said, the mic is yours, Noreen.
Okay. My poem I got tonight is Sonnet 14, Crown of Sonnets. Okay, one, it's almost 2 a.m, can't sleep. I just want you close to me, to touch you, to love you, to kiss you. Instead, I weep, but you are not here. Oh, I miss the two of us together. I will not give up, for I believe in us. You'll always be my teddy bear, darling, like drinking cup of coffee each morning. Be full of glee when we're together again in our home. No more emptiness, but filled with laughter. We woke up together, feeling post-drome after exciting night. We'll look after each other from now on. Now I realize it's a dream, but our love is real, our prize. Two, it's a dream, but our love is real, our prize. Just believe. Believe in us. It'll come true. What we're going through will pass and will rise above it all. And our love will shine through. Hold on. It will make us that much stronger. You and I, our love cannot be broken. It is so hard to wait any longer. Patience is a virtue. We have spoken to the world. Never give up. Hold on now, for you will get better, and I assure you with confidence. Yes, we have avowed our love so true. We made it, that's for sure. We stuck together like glue. We'll start out telling the world what love is all about. 3. Telling the world what love is all about, and we will show the world what we are made of. We have stood together all throughout the tough and the good times. We have conveyed this message to all who listened. Love will conquer all, the most important, powerful of all. Love will thaw out an icy heart and steal the heart and soul. Love will make you stand tall and be proud. Love displays no restriction. Love is caring and sharing. Love adores a warm heart. Listen to our prediction. Love is here to stay forever and more. Love, like a star, will guide you the right way. If it's true love, you will not go astray. 4. If it's true love, you will not go astray. You'll never be tempted no matter what. Love is loyalty, honesty, and ray of sunshine. Love is a two-way street, not one way. To me, love is awakening to a new kind of level in your life where you are valuing and savoring each moment you share as a husband and wife. Love accepts who you are as a mortal and as a couple, not expecting you to change. Love is awesome and the portal to your heart and soul. So let us renew our love for one another and let's toast. We're meant to be. Now let me check that roast. 5. We're meant to be. Now let me check that roast. For feeding your man is a bridge between the stomach to heart. I'll do my utmost to make you proud, and I won't make a scene. Instead, I'll reach over and quietly kiss your welcome hot lips with my desired lips, for I want to feed our desires too. This is the way to a man's heart, and our tips to secrets of pure love and paradise. We will share to all the world, so listen, let me lure you, seduce you, and entice you into our bed as your eyes glisten. Never lose hope. We will have our domain, for this day we'll be together again. 6. For this day we'll be together again. Let's be patient. Just keep that hanging in there. Remember this, our love will always reign number one in our lives. We'll shed a tear, a lot of tears, and that's okay, for we miss each other very much. Never give up. We can handle all catastrophe that comes our way, and we, my love, have lived through it all, and we made it, and stretching love. Without true love, there would be no us. God has given you and I a blessing of pure love, happiness, making no fuss. We'll never go wrong. God is here to stay. Tomorrow will be better. We made headway. 7. Tomorrow will be better. We made headway. Now it's almost time for you to come home to me. Let's celebrate. What a joyous day that will be. Oh, music, please. That will do. Oh, look. Heaven opened its doors, bringing our angels to us. Share with you and I. Listen, listen. The angels are singing. He's coming home. He's coming home. Oh, my, the moment we've been waiting for. So long dream. Our dream turning into reality. Get your guitar, come, and sing me a song. Song of you and I, and you will be free. The night is almost gone, now let's count sheep. It's almost 2 in the morning, can't sleep. The end.
I want to thank you, Noreen, for coming through and sharing
yes.
with us. For not just blogging me on Blog Talk at Epiphany, but for sharing poetry, because this is why I love you and Gary. You are keeping the love of the two of you alive through your words, through your voice, and every Saturday night. Why don't you let our listeners know where they can find you?
Okay, and you can find me on Could you find me at Gary and Noreen Snyder dot Wix, .com/poetry, and you can find me on ko-fi.com/ Gary and Noreen, and you can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Poetry Poem, and you can find me on Reverb Nation and other places too.
Other places like Thursday Night at Speakeasy Cafe, we're not the Alicia.
Yes.
Because Normie does not miss a show if possible. And I love you, Normie. I'm so happy that you're here with us tonight. I didn't know what the Saturday evening was looking like, but I saw you live on Facebook because I always do at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. When you go live and share the poetry, I look forward to it. It's on my calendar. I have a reminder and an alarm. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know Noreen Snyder, Gary Snyder, their poetry, you know where you can find them, and please do so. What do you got on my head? They're in pen, Bessie. What's up, partner? What do you think?
Okay.
I missed that. Okay. Say it again, Gina.
I was just asking you, partner, what you were thinking of Noreen. Because you've heard her previously. You know what she brings to the mic for her and Gary and keeping their love alive. I salute her. So I just wonder what you thought.
I really enjoyed the rawness of it. The rawness of their, just the expression of love. You know, I think you had got up into the numbers on how many times you actually even said love. You know, reminds me of old school love, the way people used to go ahead and fall into love with each other very quickly and then don't stretch it out for years and years, but they would go ahead and get married because they believed in it just like that.
Yes. Yes. Thank you very much, Jay. That means a lot.
Yeah.
I say we still have Mama Donna. Mama Donna, would you like to add anything for Noreen with her heartfelt poetry for her beloved that passed away, Gary? She's with us in memory always due to the fact that she keeps him alive with her pen.
I thought it was a beautiful piece. What a tribute. My first time hearing you, I think. And I know you could have went on and on and on with all the different things you could have put about him. I just thought it was absolutely good.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mama Donna. Okay. And next Thursday, Gary has been gone 4 years now, and I still miss him, and I still in love with him, and I always will be in love with them no matter how many years go by. I know he's still here.
I'm aware of that. And because I know that, next Thursday, I started putting the piece for Noreen and Gary. I'm going to fit it at 9 on Thursday. I'm going to do two pieces. And one is dedicated to you and your mom.
Oh, wow. Thank you. That means a lot, Gina. Thank you.
You're welcome. I love you, Noreen. You're awesome.
Good. I love you, too.
All right. And Noreen, we appreciate you for bringing that in here.
Okay, thank you very much, Jay.
Yes, ma'am. Be sure to come back in here again. Don't let forever go by again.
Okay. I won't. I'll be back.
All right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Number, so use it again. We'll see you next week.
Okay.
All right, Noreen. We love you. One love, one mind.
We love you, too. And thank you very much for letting me come on here. Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Yes, ma'am. Take care.
It was our privilege. Thank you.
All right. We've actually made it to the 10 o'clock Central hour, and the Blog Talk lady did not cut us off. Gina, I understand that you have a person over there. Would you like to go ahead and that you guys go ahead and get lined up for the speed round, or how you want to go ahead and do this?
Sure. So I have one line. Wisdom Cat, can you unmute, please? Wisdom, did you fall asleep? Because you were unmuted. If you would like to share. Okay. I think maybe my my writer has dozed off. He had a long train day. He also had a homegoing service. He did up deep and sang a song with his group at a funeral today. So he may be awash. In the event that he is, if he's not, then we go into the speed round, which we can do now, Jay, based on the time. We can do an additional block and then round off the show. We have so many poets listening, and they love to hear themselves. If you are listening, however, the call-in number is 319-527-6300. If you can still hear my voice, you are in queue. If you've not raised your hand, do so now, because we're going to go to speed round time. Because Blog Talk Radio would have cut you off. Let's see how long ago. 4 minutes ago. So if you can still hear me, then you're still here. If you'd like to share, raise your hand. If not, continue to listen, and we're going to go into speed round. Just Jay, how many callers do we have in the speed round? Me, you, Mama Donna, Noreen, I don't know who else.
I'm about to see now. Hey, bro, are you up for a speed round? Is it Yuri? Two 240, sir. All right, we'll try him back later.
All right.
540, Mama Donna, are you down for a speed round run?
Well, you know how much love poetry stuff, you know, so I don't know.
I was trying to see if that bed was calling.
We just want to keep you.
It is calling me. It is calling me. I don't like what it's calling me. It's calling me to go to sleep, so.
You want to go first,
so
then?
I think I'm going to pass on this one.
Sounds good to me, Mama Donna.
My mouth is starting to feel, it's feeling kind of heavy right now.
Gotcha.
But I enjoyed this, and I don't think I'm going to hang up now because, yeah, I pushed it to the limit.
Hey, we love you. We're glad that you made it back safe.
But I had to support y'all, so okay. I'll see y'all
Thank
in
you.
The living room.
Absolutely. That's important.
For
see
sure.
See you tomorrow in the living room.
All right, y'all.
Get some rest.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.
By the way, anybody that's interested in looking out for Small House, go ahead and go to TikTok. We're Shop Small House of Poetry, SHOP, Small House of Poetry. You'll find us over there. Mama Donna, she spit a very beautiful piece about doing her mother's hair. Well, actually, first it started out with her mother doing her hair as a child, and she had found that link that a lot of young black women have with their hair and who does their hair, and sometimes the pain that goes along with that. She has that over there. Right now, currently, Mr. Whispers is over there tearing it up with Iced Heart, and I played that a little bit earlier. But come over there and check us out. Drop us a like. Hit us with a comment. Go ahead and follow us. And anything else that we're doing, go ahead and check us out. We're not asking y'all for money. We're just asking y'all for a little bit of time, a little bit of patience. Go ahead and click those buttons, and you guys can be like, I did my part. I am done with these Small House guys. All right, let's see who else we got in the chamber here. Now, I got some dream numbers in here, like 502. You don't have your hand up. 445, you don't have your hand up. 443, you don't have your hand up. And we're going to go ahead and get into this speed round. How does that sound to you, Gina?
Not a problem, because I hit with some cut back, and I also looked up on my boy from D.C., and he said he's on a video chat with his daughter and his granddaughter. So let's go.
All right, Noreen, did you want to get in on this speed round?
Yes.
All right. Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
240. Yuri? 240? Sir, are you there?
I think he's still on the conference call with his daughter and his grandchild.
Oh, all right, all right. Cool. It's going to be me, you, and Noreen then. After this, we go ahead and wind up everything with playing some tracks
that.
Until we go ahead and shut her down. All right, Noreen.
Okay.
The mic is yours.
This is a haiku called Love Flows. My love for you flows freely as the ocean waves hit the island shore. The end.
Yeah, you want me to go now?
Gina? Yes, ma'am.
All right. So, my piece is, you know, oh, I hate when I read. I'm slow dancing, taking my time. The intimacy will be epic. I won't regret it. I learned to step the Chi-Town step-based way, as they do in the name of love. My instructor is better than good. Taught me to do this dance. He was my father. Now he's my departed daddy. Allowing me to stand on his feet, I'll continuously be a daddy's girl, although he's left this world. I'm confident that my final partner will be approved of by both him, my amazing stepfather, and my grandpa Brooks. Vessel Man, or Joy Crook, Charlatan, Byers, Peters, Steve, Heights, and Creeps. I only dance with my intended and last husband. God will dance with me until he blesses my love to cut in. I'll wait patiently. This one will be faithful and in God's will, and it will be for real. I have no doubt, and I'm just waiting for the last love of my life to cut in peace.
Before I decided to audience with you, I set my house in order to tell you all my heart. I have traveled many continents seeking a beauty such as yours. I am but a humble man of meager status, with only honor and integrity as my current currency. It was a year ago almost to the day when I heard you say, words that weave like a basket of choice roses, as your moist voice spoke like a lioness on the plains of Giza, resounding in the still of the night under a full moon's light. I heard your call and paused, and like a stained pane glass, I instinctually fractured from your light. Now your voice like an apparition now echoing roams the deepest chambers of my heart. And on that very night, you took my life. But I yield to you tonight. With no regrets of your conquest, I am here bare-chested in my own behest, soaked in love's sweat, like fresh drops of dew does when the dew glistens in the dawnly light. Would I be too forward if I were to read you a poem? Yes, I write. When the conditions for love are just so. And that's not a mere first sight, although you are an eye's delight. It has cut grooves into my heart, sparking my pen to scratch till my page started to ignite, as if love were a bizarro battlefield of healing skills that mend gashes and gouges and set broken bones under the flesh. Your scars are now an expression and a testament of your strength. As I place this little bitty crown upon your finger, if tonight I shall be thrown to the lions and they shall feast, then let the lions do as they do best, and I shall fight them back with every poem and beat from within my chest. Poem. All right, Gina. The small but mighty cipher
Woo!
Has done it again.
Yes! Thank you, Noreen. That was amazing.
Amazing.
It's been a great show.
It has been. It has been. It's been very relaxing.
All the tracks are produced
spinning. Like, the poem, being a PJ to me is better than being a DJ. I've been a DJ. I've worked at radio stations both in college and as an adult once I finished my education. But this right here, what we're doing right now, I feel is necessary. That was optional.
Oh, yeah, we didn't found this niche for ourselves. We're going to go ahead and see as many ports we can drag through here, too.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to let Noreen know that you, Noreen, you should send an MP3 track recorded of yourself and or Gary to Just Jay, J-U-S-J-A-E, Gina, G-E-N-A, show@gmail.com. And we will play it, and you'll hear yourself on the air. Even if you can't press one, call in, and listen to yourself, you'll still be in our presence. So, we will
oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Sweet. We're going to go ahead and play these out. What we might do is just go ahead and play them, and then tomorrow we're going ahead and post them up, and we'll have all the credits next to them that way. But you guys go ahead and sit back and chill. Get a Netflix and chill, a chance to go ahead and find its way out of the garbage so y'all can have it tomorrow. But for tonight, y'all kicked it with PJs. Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Gina, anything before we go ahead and get out of here? Did you have any last words,
yeah,
anything?
I do have one additional thing that I would like to share, and it's simply this. The Small House of Poetry has a little room tomorrow at the 6th Central, 7 Eastern, and that's something that we do every Sunday evening. You can catch myself in the storm. I'm going to be blazing the mic online and in real time tomorrow night. In that same time slot, unfortunately, I'm going to be able to support my Small House family, but I'll be there in spirit. I will actually be on the mic doing a live podcast, going to be singing over Instagram and YouTube as well as Facebook tomorrow night at 6 Central, 7 Eastern, where I will be one of a panel of six. We're going to be discussing whether or not men and women can be friends. And I look forward to that because it will be the first time I've been invited to do a panel discussion such as this. It is taking up the algorithm, real talk conversations. The discussion topic is, can men and women be friends, or is it even possible? So join us. Bring me live on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube for season 6, hosted by Ms. Jones, and the panel will consist of myself, Breeze, Todd, Edric Wilmer, and Kyra Cooper, as well as our hostess for the evening, Ms. Jones. So if it's possible, please join us tomorrow night so that you can give your commentary and your feedback. We'd appreciate you supporting us, as I will be doing Small House of Poetry in spirit, but not in person, because I have another obligation. But I'm appreciative of the Small House of Poetry for allowing us to spread our wings individually and as a collective.
All right. Y'all take care. Good night. And we're about to go ahead and get off into these tracks.
Sixty-four, fourteenth Richmond Road. It was a quaint little corner I used to roam to and fro. See, Mama used to flare her hands with a Jedi stance and blow. She was like a storm, thunder would flash when her tongue would go. So I ran as fast as my little feet could go. And I would run. So many sounds would touch me as I traveled to and fro. Scents would hug my hips and douse me with dreary, since I would be so hungry, hungry for many things. Enticed by the dance that would occur between Sylvia and Ronald on Wicker Street. They would barely speak, just run hands down the thigh meat. Place their wings on each other like angels. They were so immaculate with their sincerity. Her deep chocolate would wrap around his tall, toffee physique. I was enamored by their dance. So delicate and divine with her feet. So sturdy and muscular his hide. And they would collide on the withering side of Wicker Street. To and fro, my tender feet would graze the concrete. And I would pass by the Boricuas, or as they would say, Boricuas, Tatiana and Abel with the fleet. The Rodriguez family on Staten Road, they had their own rhythm. Their song was laughter and colloquial banter, slapping dominoes on mahogany. They wore with warmth on their tongues their colorful seeds, growing cilantro and rosy-cheeked babies. And I would peek my head, coiled to perfection, seeking their elder son, Gabriel. Gabriel, who won my little fragile heart. It would morph into butterflies when he would smile, teeth so bright it reflected starlight. His dimples emerged like craters on the moon. His sweat from roughhousing was like perfume. In a year sometime, maybe during the month of June, when summer's plumes were steady to bloom, he kissed me like pollen to bees. He kissed me like soil to earth. He kissed me like sap to trees. And we were one. And we were the cool to breathe. I miss him. Loud as the sound of thunder striking oak, their music on Staten was no joke. To and fro, my little feet turned demure. My toothless smile matured, and instead of dodging Mama's chatter, I walk with depth in my stride. And education was my motivation, and I wore it dang near with pride. See, I left 6414 Bridgemont Road, yet its smell, sound, sashay, dive, simmer sweet, sentimental treats never, ever left me. I can still hear its rhythm. Can you?
Recorded and stored in the banks of my memory. And the day that I first laid eyes on you, I felt acquitted. quickly. Though I had never before beheld your face, my soul knew who you were, recognized its mate. Finally, a name, a face, given to the love that I had waited for all my life.
You didn't know me.
I was just a nice girl that you would befriend and like, but you couldn't, you didn't, you wouldn't love me. You taught me how to let go and let you, schooled me in the finer aspects of pleasure, treasured the way I quickly learned how to please you, how I mastered the ministrations and made you come back for more. And my soul, seeking recognition and welcome, sought every imaginable opportunity and avenue to win you, overruled my common sense, and drove me to new depths of desperation, constantly running, fearing that any base I left uncovered would lead you to seek others. So I emptied out my cup, poured out every drop of my self-respect, pride, money, shame, gave you everything, and all I ever wanted in return was for you to love me back. But
you didn't know me.
Drank from my cup until you were full and I was empty, and then you wandered, listening to the call of other women who connect to your ego but have no connection to your soul, and their pomp and circumstance drowns out the soft, sweet melody of my devotion, and I am left standing here, ripped apart, devoid of my sanity, the barest threads of my heart remaining in a pool of salty tears, trying frantically to piece together the hopes that are now dashed into a million tiny pieces, and my soul still staring in the distance, calling for you, reaching out for a lifeline to hold on to, but you didn't know me, and in the silence of my solitude, with my will to live buried beneath my need, to not hurt anymore, I give up the ghost, and now there is no me to know.
Healing time. Behind that beautiful smile, I can see. I can see the pain of sliced feelings and torn emotions that was left behind from relationships past. The scars that was left by the emotional assailant, which still generated hurt to the heart's nerve endings, has in some form or fashion affected your everyday living. Unhealed wounds that became infected with mistrust and bitterness has undoubtedly pushed away men that claim they can heal all of your sadness with the right bedroom stroke and maybe a little bit of money to show off. But your emotional scar tissue has increased the gauge of your disused meter, and you immediately dismiss this poor excuse of a man. So because of your past, you choose to be alone for fear that the next man will pick the scabs off old wounds and make them pour out the tears that you thought you were most definitely over. You walk around with this beautiful, beautiful smile, but with a look of please don't approach me because I'm wounded. Then you'll go home and try to drown yourself in Moscato, only to realize the tears are flowing down your face into the very glass that you're holding. The infected wounds of your feelings send an emotional virus to your brain, making you feel like you do not deserve love and that all your relationship problems were just your fault. On top of that, you're constantly hearing the negative conversations from females that are satisfied with being side chicks. And for some reason, their advice at that particular time appears to be right because these are your friends who are giving you this advice and they would never tell you anything wrong, huh? Yeah, right. But there's gonna come a time when a man will appear in your life and it will seem so random, but I promise you it's God's. This man will be ready to go through the struggle of helping you cover your wounds with an ointment of real love. and wrapped him in a bandage of security. This man will help ease the pain of your past with 800 milligrams of trust that was prescribed for you directly from the pharmacy of his heart. He will use cotton swabs of sweet whispers to remove the negative words that flowed from happily infected people like your side chick friend. You will notice a change in your everyday living. You will notice that the pain of sliced feelings and torn emotions that was left behind from relationships past are healing in a way that can only be remembered if you intentionally dug deep into your heart to search for the skull. You feel something that you felt a long time ago, but your heart is no longer familiar with. This something that you're feeling is called love and real happiness. And it is the antidote for the past pain. Now, when you smile, the only thing I can see behind it is us.
I hear my excitement. I recognize its cadence, how it feels like quickened breaths dancing across ivory keys. And as closed off as I may seem, that isn't really me. I'm almost free enough to tumble forward a little too carelessly. I just hear my missteps, sounding like an occasional B-flat. And I'm at odds with the elephant in the room. You have my attention, but I've questioned the soundness of my decision. I feel myself falter, knowing that we need to talk about this and actually address it. I'm hesitant. My excitement is notably checked, and the pounding I now feel in my chest is fear, a recurrence that I once again somehow will this symphony. I resist the peace I find in silence. Will you hear me?
Hold on.
We listen, and the blending of our voices and conversations still has my heart racing, but this is just
I'm trying not
different.
To hang up on my...
This is different. I hear my excitement. I recognize that I actually get to dance across those white keys in whatever the state is of my being. Acceptance doesn't insist on silencing hesitance nor dampening another's power. It doesn't highlight mistakes. Instead, we chose a composition that highlighted us. We just needed to address the elephant in the room. Essentially, Johnny.
Delusional to think that you feel the same about me as I feel about you? Did you know that as my love breathes, I can taste your scent? It flows into me on the air as it rides in the wind. Us is what I trust. We're a rhythm within a rhyme, a sun that brightens the day, an illumination from the moon that shines light on the darkest corners of life, the shadows. For love, for me, is delusional. But is it delusional? I'd walk through the rising fire and crawl inside the dancing flame, cover my eyes in burning cold, choke on the ashes, dust gray, just to be in reach of seeing your face. And for the rest of time, I'd endlessly go with you, next to me, by my side, to live a life. With you a life to live, to build a new tomorrow begins with the choices made today. A catalyst for conviction to never let this fade. not even a single degree, forever in a moment, each moment for eternity. Off of my lips, the skin peels. As I pray, we never lose our way or stumble aimlessly with a blind eye. And that we will always rise from the twisted tormentors, the morbidly fake, and away from the stench of those who have decayed. You can trust me. You can believe that I will never make a single promise or utter a word about out loud to give even one vow to which I would not adhere. I can't even spell the word betray, let alone fling it around. No more distractions exist. Set forth with a purpose. No more selfish inhibitions exist. Set us on solid ground. Cast aside the righteousness. Cast aside their blinding lies. Fill up the fake with dirt, then let them suffocate in the water. So they're the only ones covered in filthy false pride. My heart's a pulsing life. My heart continuously bleeds. My heart, it never fades. Passion crawling on my skin, moving slow and then sinking in. My bones deep within. For me, it seems delusional. But is it delusion that love is a fuel for my fire? The darkest sweet desire, a pleasant burning artery, veins with a fantasy dancing on the tips of the rising flames. A selfless act. A conscious thought. A realm with reason, a bullet buried deep in the center of my brain. Delusional to think you feel the same. I don't think it's delusional.
What you know about that GIT, that 409? Galveston Island, Texas. Gwynsey Poetry. That place with its nighttime stars dripping over the sand, and they fall like part of the ocean, and I can't seem to escape the chains that I felt that made me drop to my knees. The ocean waves, the cool breeze, 79 degrees, dropping slightly at night to about 70. It's that island, that place that makes you feel like you are stuck with chains, that makes you feel like you shall drop to your knees and pray because of that heart-wrenched memory. It's a part of you, for it you would sink into the sand, be stung by fire ants, be burned by sun, reflecting off the ocean, highlighting the backdrop of the seawall, the gulf flowing freely, your emotions deeply intertwined like seaweed. Engulfed, you can easily be lost at sea in a mirage made of shell, treasures of the ocean, and your broken segments faded by the island tide, washed away, stolen. The island, greater than all gold, cash, and immaculate tokens, in its greatest, it's a dreaded, desired world treasure. Its air, the madness, just the island of G, chain you down, saltwater life. You may leave, but you will always be island bound. 409 G-Town. Love, Kim, Erica, Sonya, Shantae, Angelica Lowe, homegirls for life. What you know about that 409? What you know about that 409? Gwen C. Poetry.
No more poetry. Today I laid my pen down because no thoughts hit my mind. There was no way that I could find the quill to grip and begin to write these ambivalent thoughts. Ain't that a trip? The concept faded from memory that there was something that I wanted to say, something that I had to get off my chest, but I couldn't. But easy does it. These words don't formulate right away. They are corroded by the idea that no matter what I write about won't be remembered, won't be thought of past today. In other words, these words don't mean shit. They're pretty hollow. Because we have become accustomed to loving being mediocre, castrating our greatness for flip chips, dope whips, pretty chicks, and false bravado disguised to look like shiny new promises. Yet we still sell each other out like Africans trying to remain free while they enslave their enemies to supremacists on their way to the new land. So no, today there will be no more poetry. There can't be any poetry until we begin to break the mental chains that are still trapped on bottom of sunken ships, wrapped around the souls of our fathers that just yearn to be free. The souls that never made it to birth, that were supposed to inherit the earth, until we take responsibility for our savagery and stop recapitulating negative imagery and stop to hold each other accountable for the shit that we do as we pretend that we don't even see it. When we stop dehumanizing our women with misogynistic verses, raise our boys to be men to our families, show our daughters the true meaning of love thyself so that she don't meet men that reinforce the need to never date black men again and leave us for other women, and in some cases, men of other races, just to be loved the way that she deserves. When we define ourselves on our own terms and become the powerful sentience we know we are, when we go back to showing each other some love and respect to one another and not just for a few minutes because you heard this shit. When we can get past the pain and strife because it shouldn't take another brother's death for any of you to appreciate life. And we can get out of each other's own damn way. Then there could be some poetry again. At least I hope so. At least I hope so.
Our love was once a wide open highway that was previously a wide and spacious road that was started by kids cutting this way through the grass. To hear it is a comical distract. It's all abstract until it is your story that's being told. A thin line is cold. The precipice volatile venomous spits and they drape like icicle sticks from high up atop a bottomless pit. And the path is ever slick. And each step is a potential slip with no handrails to grip. It's like unknowingly going on a one-way trip to the precipice of Everest without a stitch to protect from the elements. My love has dragged me here naked. How could this once love that I vigorously pursued turn about to hunt me? And every shot near my head ends with eh. I tried to miss. That's a way of saying you promised me happiness. Oh, why has my treasure that was once sweet to the palate become face-twisting bitterness? Extraness. It all reeks of excrement. My heart groans between screaming expletives as it drops and shatters with no one to pick it up. So I dust myself off, leaving more emotional blood in the dirt. What is my worth? Alive, but under the earth. Put it this way. If the sky is positive, the ground is neutral, then my graph should surely be negative. In this place where I am, there are sure to be raindrops there. Because I am underwater, strapped to a chair at the bottom of the Marianas, with my constant companion, despair. I have killed her honor by not being honest, and it is her pain that makes my heart break. She screams, "Pay attention in class." But the lesson is the handwriting on the wall. Poem.
We shared a thought, a moment in time, an idea without even a spoken word. You and I locked eyes like stars, our worlds were aligned. As you blocked out the sun in the presence of your ecliptic beauty, all else crumbled and faded in the shadows of your smile. Like dusts in the winds of my past, the world ceased to exist. You became my shining sun. And I, the moon you rested your head upon. We navigated galaxies, joyfully journeying space and time, freely floating as synchronized energy. Spending eons, blissfully stargazing the endless possibilities of our future memories. Blinded by the radiant shines from love we projected, we frolicked in the sea of life on the companionship we built with smiles and frowns crafted to stand the test of our short-lived eternity of time. Time that would eventually pass us by like strangers. Our life together birthed and melted away in an instant blink of an eye. A wish surrendered and dismissed like the flash of a shooting star. No hellos, no goodbyes, no memories to rewind, only a thought, an idea, a moment in time, time of unknown possibilities. Two random grains of microscopic dust particles bumped into each other as eyes connected, only to drift apart with the wind as life went by.
Dear love, thoughts and memories are leaking from my eyes down my face. I'm a wreck, and it shows up all over the place. I've been trying to hold myself together, but I'll be honest with you, I'm not doing a very good job. I see people who are related to me being put in situations that they needn't be. If a person who says that they love you will hit you, call you a bad name or pull out a gun, that is not love. No, sir, ma'am, not for anyone. I've been emotional since I returned home. I've been lonely without you and I feel alone. My body craves your touch and I miss you so much. We're best friends, making new poetry and memories, forming a great bond and building a family. I'm blessed to have you in my life, and I'm grateful that you asked me to be your wife. I wrote this piece when I met the last man who proposed to me, and I'll be honest with you, I don't really have any ex-boyfriends, just husbands and fiancés. I'm blessed, and I know this. I don't take anything for granted, and I hope that it shows. See, every breath that I breathe, every beat of my heart, maybe my last, who knows? Tomorrow isn't promised to anyone. So I give people their flowers while they're living. I don't want to have regrets when you've gone on to be with the Lord. And I'm sorry, that's just the beginning. I've lost so many. I mean, I took so many L's. I lost people who were in their infancy of life and didn't even get to grow into who they were meant to be. So, more than anything else, I love my friends and my family. I'm blessed to have you in my life, and I'm so happy that God decided that once again he would allow me to become a wife. I
can't wait to be with you again. I've been basking in the sun and the moon. That's your light, where everything is bright. So thanks, baby. Safety is amazing. This passion is electric. We are polar opposites, yet it is magnetic. I prefer to love without fright, and you made me know it was okay. So I will do it one more again, and pray this time I finally get it right. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for listening.
Surrounded in sheets of loose leaf, snippets of poetry and prose, anything goes, just so long as it's sincere. I want to see all of you, hear your soul, fold pieces of our pieces, play eeny, meeny, miny, mo. You spit my pieces, and I spit yours. Deep into the cushion of night, maybe we might find an us in our eyes. A we in our smile, an embrace that erases the miles between us, a blush and giggles, while I wiggle closer and closer still to fill your open arms with me. Breathe deeply, like home, like belong, like peace, like the ease washing over me when you kiss me ever so gently on forehead and cheek. When you speak me beautiful and gift, when you lift chin, look into my eyes, sigh, and then finally, grace my lips with a trip to where the drip comes from. I taste the sum of my fears on your tongue, the possibilities plus something that feels like danger, like the stranger I know love to be, plus maybes and what ifs. Dangling from the cliffs of these mountains I've built so I won't fall into anything. Not love, not dreams, not anything. Tears sting the corners of my eyes and you wonder why something heavy has entered the room. Mon ami, my happiness is always doomed by memory. And these moments to me foreshadow a misery I am far too familiar with. You wanna lift my burden, but I'm uncertain of our collective ability to do so. They are so very weighty. You would be crazy to even try. And it all makes me wonder why I stopped dating in the first place. I'm sorry I even wasted your time.
Open breeze, but please, please set me on fire like
forest and leaves, but don't leave. Leak love in this ball of fire. We created like we cremated our passion. Splashing love like puddles on sheets. I'm complete in your heat. You make me radiate greatness. Your fire is sacred and abrasive when naked and unafraid. I got wood for your fire to find your best master. Strike at night, sun rays at night. Fight daylight for your flame. Last longer, get stronger for the brush fire. But baby, please set me on fire.
I want so bad to smell the smell only our body chemistry emits. That brown skin mixture is heaven's magic. The love language through our eyes, because we just knew without speaking that nothing need be said. I want my evermore to be my forevermore, forever. Yes, holding hands and nights of just kissing all night. I learn what you teach as we teach we, because we're all that be in this. This black love and how we understand the imperative importance of the continuation of us. I don't just want to be in black love, I want him, we, us, to be of it. Because black love is like a spell of enchantment from a glowing star in far southern skies. Black love is family, loving everything African about each other and ethnicity. Allowing each other to be ourselves. Sexually giving each other what we need and want. Morally supporting each other's gifts and dreams. Romantically showing the love we have through dating like it's a new relationship. And lastly, accepting each other's past as well as to come. Unconditionally. That's how bad I want to be.
Given in return for your manipulative bullshitness. Money. Wasted time on you. My body. My energy. Attention. Service without asking for your requital. While you stayed at home, drunk on St. Ives and Old English 800, 40 ounces a day in Indo, made you 175 pounds, 40 more than when I met you, in that club where you shined, amongst those in the strobe light crowd. You tried to make me a father figure to your badass, untrained children. You call calling party lines, running the bills, and letting my stuff get sold by your crackhead family while I was working the shift, trying to hook you up, finding out you've been screwing a man behind my back after I attended my grandfather's funeral down south. You made me so mad I went and screwed my soon-to-be ex out of revenge and retaliation. That relationship didn't last long. So how after 12 months you claim you're pregnant with my baby? You think I'm boo-boo the fool? You think I'm insane, girl? Want more to say I am not the father? You go running off the stage and fall on the floor or on the couch. You better recognize that's not my style. Thank you for the strategic place lollipop that caused me to become greedy and hypnotized, drinking nectar that tasted like cherries and nourished from your juice, causing plenty of spontaneous combustion. But the rest of you had me hanging from your noose. And as beautiful as you were, you poisoned me. I left you in my past. So why you refuse to see I'm over you? I don't hate you because you're beautiful. I don't hate you because you're still beautiful. I just refuse to let you make me lose my cool. 'Cause years later, I don't have to step in your boo-boo. Honey, you lost me. And you are the fool. I'm pouring out a 40 in memoriam of a shorty.
I guess that's it for the night, y'all. I love that track there by Clarence. That has to be my favorite this track by Clarence. We're not even recording no more. We're just sitting here in the room. Pouring out a 40. for a shorty. Oh, man, she took him through the ringer and back. Took him to the ringer and back. Oh, man. Well, this is what we're doing here, folks. If you guys want to go ahead and submit some more love poetry, for real, I see you still in the house, big brother. If you want to submit some more love poetry there for real to your own radio station, feel free to do that, sir, whenever you're ready. Gwen C., I got a chance to sneak a couple of the hot tracks in from you fresh off the press. Maybe not new to you, but definitely new to us. And that was a special treat for me. Some of them tracks I never did really get a chance to sit down and listen to until tonight. I heard them. I heard how they were going, how they were moving. But I didn't get a chance to sit in them till tonight. Very good stuff, lady. I'd like to give a shout-out to my partner, Gina Storm, there for doing the best she can go ahead and do whenever she's doing what she's doing. Appreciate you, lady, from this end to the other end. That's for real. But I'm about to go ahead and shut her down because we're not even on record right now. It's just the man bloviating. About him day. So y'all take care as I go ahead and pour out another 40 for a shorty. I got the COVID. No, I don't. I don't even see the button to shut this rascal down no more.